I think the first you did it in person, when you've got a dance floor full of optimizers, super geek optimizers, I thought, my God, my work here is done.
Welcome to No Hacks Show, a weekly podcast in which smart people talk to you about better online experiences. It is that time of the year again. The winter's almost over. The days are getting longer. The smell of experimentation awards is in the air. And this is another episode we're doing with Experimentation Elite, the UK's premier experimentation and CRO experience taking place on June 11th and 12th in Birmingham. So head over to experimentationelite.com and get your ticket now. But we're not talking only about the conference, we're talking about the Experimentation Elite Awards. And the award show is recognizing the best of the best in our industry. And to discuss that today, I have two guests, two of the judges on the panel, Dina Alam, head of UX and CRO at Rocket Mill, and Joe Dovton, founder and CEO of Binary Bear. Dina, welcome to the podcast, and Joe, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you.
Really nice to have you. And thank you for just doing this, for selecting the best of the best. I understand it's not an easy process. It's a lot of work from what I heard, on top of the work that you need to do already, right?
You could say that. It's hundreds of man hours go into this.
Oh, wow.
This thing.
Oh, wow. So, Joe, tell me about, you've been in the CRO industry, in experimentation for a while. Tell me about award show in general and specifically Experimentation Elite and why it's so special.
Yeah, sure. So my background is, years ago, I used to work for technology publishers. And so we used to have magazine-based awards events. And so I worked on awards events for things like T3, the Gadget Magazine, and so on. And then when I moved more into the digital marketing side of things, I attended and entered things like the European Search Awards. And I kind of thought, this is a space that's absolutely ripe for doing something similar, because CRO experimentation is a very broad area, but a big chunk of it is at least performance led or measurable. So it seemed like a good candidate for doing something in that space. So about 2017, I started working on what I was called the CRO Awards at the time, and I got wind of the fact that Jackie was also looking at doing something. So Jackie's the lady who runs Experimentation Elite, the conference. So we just kind of joined forces, and we ended up from there. So I think it's my gut feel was that this is something that that the industry would like, and the response to it's been absolutely incredible. And we've even had people in tears when they've been given awards. And, hopefully it's going to become a permanent fixture in the sort of CRO experimentation calendar now.
When was the first one?
So we did the first one was in 2020. Now, obviously, that was when COVID hit. So, that one, like all conferences that year, actually was an in-person awards event. Then we had the first, it was a virtual one. We had the first in-person in 2022, and we continued it again last year. So this is the fourth time that we'll be running in 2024.
And the interest has been growing, I would assume, from the audience and just people getting excited about this event, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're now getting badgered by, people saying, when are you going to open the category option on the website? We're ready to go. So, their people seem to be very receptive to it.
That is absolutely incredible. I mean, this is year three, basically, of the in-person mm-hmm. event, and it's grown significantly. So you two are on the panel. Who else is there?
So we've got some legends on the panel. I mean, me and Joe are obviously really experienced judges and specialists in our industry as well. But we've got Yorgi Yorgiev, author of Statistical Methods in Online A-B Testing. If you've not read it, you should. Tim Stewart of TRS Digital, Craig Sullivan, Optimize or Die. They both have won awards themselves at Experimentation Elite for being legends in the industry. Arnout Telemans, Online Market Think, And we've got two new judges this year, Joe. We've got Iqbal Ali, who's a consultant and also an illustrator, but he worked at the Train Line for 4 years, heading up their optimization team. And Abby Howe, user experience and optimization specialist. So we grow the team out of judges, so you don't feel like you've got the kind of same people looking at the same awards all the time. But one thing I would say is, like, you know, to add to what Joe said about how the awards have kind of become a kind of important part of the CRO calendar for the year, that the standard has also gone up every year, and that's really great to see. Not only are people really engaging with it, but this whole industry is, you know, changing, and the awards entrants that we get put in every year really show the way the industry is moving on every year as well.
That is
a great thing to be involved in.
Absolutely. And the panel, I'll just say, Craig, Abby, and Iqbal, former guests of this podcast and dear guests of this podcast, and wonderful people as well. So, hey, you may have a lot of work to do, but it's with nice people. So let's
see. And okay. Yeah, what a chance to get your work in front of some of those people as well. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you get the, you get Craig reaching out to people to give feedback. So you start, you know, it kind of sort of helps the community atmosphere. And that's what Experimentation Elite is all about. It's about, yeah, it's about networking and building your network and really being part of a community.
It sounds absolutely beautiful. So let's talk about, you know, tell me about the categories for the awards, because obviously that's what people need to know before they apply and how they can apply and all that.
Yeah, and these are still aligned with what we had last year. We've kind of aligned campaign awards with industry sectors, and hopefully there's an industry sector here that you feel that your work can fit within. And then we have practitioner awards as well, and then team awards. So I'll start off with the kind of campaign awards. The reason why we call it a campaign award is that you could submit, you know, it could be a single experiment, so it could be a whole series of work and a program of work that you've done in your organization or for one of your clients. So we've got a charity campaign award, e-commerce, finance and insurance, SaaS and B2B, travel and hospitality, and then media, marketplace and real estate. And there's six sectors there, and if you needed reminding about those, they're obviously really clearly displayed on the awards website, which you'll get to through experimentationelite.com. And I don't know, Joe, do you want to go through the practitioner and team awards? Or
yeah, so you know, with this really about kind of, you know, reward rather than individual programs, it's kind of rewarding individual achievement in the industry. So, you know, we've kind of varied this over the years, but we kind of have like a overall experimentation team of the award for in-house teams. So if you're working for a brand, you can submit your team for that. And also agencies. So there's an experimentation team for agencies. You don't have to be a CRO specialist agency. You can be an agency, a full service agency that's just got a really good team that does that. So, and yeah, in terms of individual awards, there's kind of an award for, you know, overall individual achievement. There's also a community award for somebody who's contributed to, you know, communicating great ideas through whatever method, whether it's a podcast like yours or whether it's a blog, you know, you can submit yourself, or you can get a friend or a colleague to put yourself through for that one.
Yeah, and we had, to be honest, we had one individual practitioner award last year for agency or in-house. And the entrants we had were so diverse, from entrants that are doing a load in the community, like, you know, reaching out, trying to train people, trying to share their knowledge, entrants that are really rising stars, entrants that are really doing innovative work with technology, AI, etc. And they became quite uncomparable.
Yeah.
So that's why we've ended up the show with rising star community and industry contribution. And we look forward to seeing the entrance that we get this year. We'll probably end up with another category because happens, but it's really quite exciting. And then something to say about the awards, if you're not sure where you sit, so like it's always really hard to chop up the whole world of you know, kind of optimization into business sectors. You might feel that you've got a website that you work on that crosses a couple of sectors, so just reach out and ask us. Like, we'll always try and get back to people to support them getting their entry in. And yeah, as Joe says, if you want to submit an award on someone's behalf, if you work in an agency or in-house and you're a manager and you've got a rising star on your team, then you know, it's great for practitioners to be entered by multiple people. And in fact, when we see an entry come in and then we see another entry come in for the same person, it gives us a really strong view of that person's work from multiple angles. So it adds a lot of power and authority to their entrance.
That's a really good point. Is the Rising Star a new award? Is it new this year or has it been around before?
It was new last year because okay. We pretty much had people that were kind of new in their role within the last couple of years that had got really, really good at best practice, I guess. And then people that have been around in the world a while and were able to really share their knowledge and do training and stuff online. So we just felt like it was worthwhile separating that. So it was new last year.
I think it's great. And once you have a former Rising Star winner win one of the senior awards, you know you've grown as a conference and this has become a huge thing. So I hope that happens in the future for the last year winner or this year's winner at least. So the address is experimentationelite.com/awards. All of the links will be in the description of this episode, obviously. What's the process like? Like, you go there, what do you need to do?
Yeah, sure. So it's a really good question. And we do get a lot of people reaching out saying, you know, am I eligible? How do we get you enter? The whole mechanism is online. I think you mentioned that a minute ago, Sally. So it's a web form. It's on that page that you mentioned. I'll repeat it again, experimentationelite.com/awards. There's a click on the entry submit button, and then you add your contact details in. You need to do that first, and then there are basically six sections that you need to complete. The first one's the problem and research. Second one, hypothesis and build. The third section, solution and variation designs. The fourth one is planning data. Fifth one's results data, and then the sixth one is outcomes. You know, what happened from that. The reason we do this is we kind of don't want people really to just sort of submit their case studies, if you like, that they might do on a sales pitch. The range of people that we've got on the awards panel is such that, you know, people have got specialists in different areas. We've literally got the guy who wrote the book on A/B testing statistics. You know,
don't try to fool that guy.
Absolutely. So, you know, we kind of want to see, it's a bit like in a maths paper where you kind of want to see, you don't want the answer, you want to see the workings. So we kind of, we look at the whole thing. We're not, you know, it's not about saying, oh, this experiment had a bigger uplift than another one, therefore that one should win. Actually, we're interested in people who had a unique challenge and then approached it in a really innovative way. And actually, if it's a program, you know, it's going to be a more interesting entry if they can say, well, these experiments didn't work, and these are the reasons that they didn't work, and this is what we learned from it, and this is what we did next on the back of it, because that's the whole point of the process, right? So, hence the reason it's broken down into chunks. We want to see the thinking that went into every single step, and they will all be equally considered, not just we did this and we got this result. So it's not super quick to fill in, but we're not talking, you know, hours or days. It just needs a little bit of thinking. What we've done this year is we've also produced on that page, there's a little breakdown of these are the questions that we need to consider so that you can do a bit of prep before you start submitting your entry. And, Craig Sullivan's also got a little video, which is basically kind of introducing, this is the awards, this is what we're looking for, and this is how to do an entry. So, you know, hopefully there should be enough information online. But if you, as Dina said, if you're in any doubt, just get in contact and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, definitely read that information first. The more information we've been putting out about what we expect from an entry, the higher the standard's gone up, to be honest, as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a a video, don't definitely watch that first and download those PDFs as to what to expect. Because if there's something missing, whilst you maybe are copy and pasting from a case study sometimes, and then you end up feeling like there's a form field that you can't fill in, that those form fields that we've probably got some scoring mechanism against it, so you can get scored down. And talking about Jorgi, he's quite a harsh scorer, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes when something's left blank, you know, do you score it, 50-50? Because you think, oh, give the entrant the benefit of the doubt. Some judges are, that's a zero because you missed out on the question. So make sure you fill in everything that's asked of you and have a good think about it beforehand. And absolutely, as Joe said, we're interested in, you know, how interesting and innovative it is. Have a good think around the whole piece and how you make sure that your entry stands out. But write it well, keep it on point. We have sometimes hundreds to go through. Don't make it too hard for us to find the critical points that you want to make as well, because then, you know, you don't want your story to get lost. And make sure the evidence is really strong for why you're doing what you're doing. And it's becoming harder to win. So if you get shortlisted, you're for a winner, it's a huge accolade. But I would say it can be quite tough to get through.
That's a very, very good point. So as you said, write it well, but keep it on point, because if it takes a while to write it and there's hundreds, we have the judges to think about. We don't want them to spend days reading these applications. But another thing about that video, How to Win Awards and Impress People by Craig Sullivan. If you didn't get something CRO related explained to you by Craig Sullivan, like, do you even do CRO? So go and watch that video, because it's good. It's pretty good. It's Craig Sullivan explaining things. And that's kind of the point of CRO. That's how a lot of us got started. That's how I got started with CRO. So how many submissions do you expect this year? Can you share that?
Dean said, sometimes there are, in the low hundreds, I would say. Obviously we want as many people to put themselves forward as possible. The agencies, to be fair, are very hot on this. We get a lot of agency submissions.
Yep.
We'd love it if your audience for this podcast who are at the brand also get inspired to submit an entry. We want to see, as many, submissions from brands, because sometimes there is a certain amount of homogeneity amongst the way that agencies approach things that you don't necessarily get at brands. Maybe brands do things in a slightly interesting, a slightly different way. And if you are doing something you think is interesting, yeah, sure, we want to have a listen to what you're doing.
I suppose there's some categories that are less subscribed to. I think that's probably indicative of the industry. We get a lot more in e-commerce than we maybe do in charity. But I know that charities are testing and they're doing experimentation. Same goes for, finance and travel. A lot of clients in my own business that are obviously experimenting. So, get these categories filled, and we want to hear from more and more people every year.
And the deadline is?
Oh, yeah, good point.
15th of March.
15th, yes.
So, the clock is ticking.
And then, obviously, the short list will be announced at some point between March 15th and the event itself. And then...
Well, we actually have a deadline for that.
There's a deadline for that as well.
You stick to, apartment.
Okay. It's April the 15th, I think. Okay. So you just think the 15th, yeah.
So something like that. And Dina, did you go to the previous events, the Experimentation Elite Award shows?
Yes, lots of fun. And
Joe did as well. So walk me through that day. The award ceremony. You mentioned tears. You mentioned tears from some of the award winners. So what does that look like?
Well, it's actually an event that happens after the conference event. And obviously this year, Experimentation Elite is over 2 days. So there'll have already been a day of learning and networking events. And then we'll have the main conference, and the awards happens as the party on the second evening. So it's like, it involves food, it involves wine, and it involves music. So it's, a real celebration of not just the shortlisted teams, but also a kind of wrap-up of the whole conference event. So it's lots of fun. And it takes the kind of format of, everyone sits down, has a bit of food, and then the awards are then announced in a kind of quite glitzy kind of way.
I think the first year we did it in person, when you've got I saw a dance floor full of optimizers, super geek optimizers. I thought, my God, my work here is done. You know, when you've got, I don't know, John Alderson and Charles Meaden bopping on the dance floor.
There were some good moves.
Yeah.
From what I can make.
And then an after party.
Oh, yeah. I think at 3:15, Joe, you were still asking me if I wanted to go out to a club.
Oh, wow. I couldn't
keep up with Joe. But, yeah. It'd be lots of fun, and I really look forward to it. So it's a great way to, get your team involved, and if you get shortlisted, to celebrate it. And, what better way as well to report back to your stakeholders, especially if you're trying to get recognition for your test and learn culture. Brilliant way to kind of go, we got shortlisted, we went to this event, we were able to, celebrate our hard work. And what a way to kind of give your work some acknowledgement as well within your organization.
And one more thing about the awards, there's an actual trophy that people get. It's not just, you won this award and here's your PDF file. There's an actual take home trophy that people get.
Yeah.
I think that is important because you can
with your name on it as well.
With your name on it. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like I say, I've seen photos of people, afterwards holding their awards at home. And I'm sure I saw a tear in the eye. Looking slightly glassy-eyed, where they're proudly holding their, experimentation elite campaign award up.
That
but yeah, there's a real trophy.
So one last thing about the event itself, not the award show. If you need to pitch this to someone, you have elevator pitch, basically. How would you convince someone to go to the award show, to the event, not the award show?
Who wants to? Should we ever go with that, Dina? I mean, the name, the name is in the title, Experimentation Elite. So this is, it's the creme de la creme of the experimentation, CRO, optimization, whatever you want to call it, industry, talking about the live topics that are in the minds of the most prominent practitioners. So, we have some of the best names from the biggest companies, the biggest agencies, the biggest brands, who are speakers. It's elite topics for people who are already at the elite stage or aspire to become an elite practitioner. It's not really entry level as such, but if you were new to the industry, you would learn so much by going through to this conference and listen to those speakers.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're an experimentation specialist, CRO practitioner, data analyst, growth marketer, working in product team that are experimenting, a UX designer working around experimentation, there'll be content for you at the conference, and especially now the conference is extended and the event is extended over 2 days. So there's loads of valuable stuff to learn, and these are also the people we want to hear from in terms of entrance to the awards. If you want to make your experimentation program award-winning, get the recognition you deserve, then get your entries in. I'm watching.
And look, it's not like some conferences where you get superstar speakers and they clear off after. You mentioned the community earlier on, Sani. Everybody sits around. You can grab somebody over a coffee or a beer, pick their brains. Everybody's really approachable. It's small enough to be, you can get around the whole room, definitely come along.
I mean, if you want to be elite, you got to hang out with the elites. Like that's your step one. And this is where the elites are on June 11th and 12th in Birmingham. So get the Peaky Blinders references ready. I had to throw that in. I just had to. It's a great show. And to two of you, get your coffee ready, because there's going to be a lot of sleepless nights for you two, I guess, going through all the submissions.
A lot of long nights, I should think.
Did a lot of reading of awards on train and bus journeys last year, so we expect to be doing the same again this year. Every sort of spare minute in between work was spent reading somebody's awards, so yeah.
On behalf of everyone doing CRO, I want to thank you for doing this, for just donating your time to picking the best of the best. And on that note, I want to thank you for being on this episode. It was really a pleasure to talk to you, and I cannot wait to meet you in person in Birmingham. And to everyone listening to this episode, please consider rating, reviewing, sharing, and spread the word. experimentationelite.com/awards, or without the slash awards, depending on what you are interested in. And I will talk to you next week.